Lacey, Herbert and Lacey, Lillian. New York, New York, November 12, 1901. Dear Brother Herbert Lacey and Sister Lillian Lacey, I have words to say to you. I have been impressed strongly for months that you should come to America. The school interests demand your capabilities, and I believe now this move should be made just as soon as it can be brought about. There is need of many more workers than are now engaged in the work. Will you consider this, and as soon as you can do so, take up your journey to America? I tell you, I think this is in the order of the Lord from the strong impressions I have had in this direction. I cannot write much now, but ask you to pray over this matter and then follow the light God will give you. Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. You have received your education as one to educate, and you have needed the education as a minister of the gospel. This was essential. We believe now you should take your position as a teacher in the place where yourself and wife can best serve. Sarah and I left our pleasant home in St. Helena last Thursday morning and rode on the cars to Chicago. There we met W.C. White, Elder Daniels, Brother Homer Salisbury, and Brother Moon. They were very anxious for us to lay over a train, but we could not get the permit, so we had only a short period of time, and then we were accompanied by to New York City, changed in Albany, and here we are at the home of the mission under Elder Haskell's supervision. We see these great American cities are to be worked, and we need more experienced workers. May the Lord direct you, is my prayer. May Lacey White would be highly pleased to see you in their new home just built. Now that we have come to the East, we will remain for about 6 weeks longer. There is an important meeting at South Lancaster, Eastern Conference. That gives me 2 weeks in New York City. I have 2 Sabbaths and 2 Sundays there. We shall go to South Lancaster, and the meeting holds there 2 weeks. Then we shall go to Nashville. We know not just when we shall be at home, but shall be there as soon as you will be able to adjust matters and leave your present field of labor. May is looking so healthy and well. The children are well also, and we are glad this is so. We will all be very much pleased to meet you. I know I shall, as if you were my own children. May the Lord direct you, is my prayer. They have just assembled in the next room for morning worship. This will occupy an hour with the Bible lesson. Be of good courage in the Lord. In love,